Our text for this evening is from the first reading, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials. This is our text. Dear Christian friends, if you were going to a dark and lonely place where you had reason to expect that your enemies would try to sneak up on you and attack you, you probably would like to have some of your friends with you to watch your back. It's no surprise, then, that Jesus, who often went by himself to pray, took his disciples along with him to the Garden of Gethsemane and asked his best friends, Peter, James, and John, to keep watch with him. This is one thing that genuine friends do for each other. Despite the risks, and even though we sometimes fail, we hope somebody would be willing to do this for us. And there is one friend who always will. As we look at this text, we think about how friends stand up for each other, how our efforts to protect often fall short, but how Jesus delivers us from evil forever. Let's think first about how friends stand up for each other. Our text talks about how, for a little while, you've been grieved by various trials. There is no way to get through life without facing a variety of dangers and difficulties. This is one reason we all need friends. Even the Lone Ranger had Tonto watching his back. The need to rely on others in times of danger is one thing that forges close friendships. Those who have served in the military together have found that those whose lives depend on watching out for each other, not surprisingly, form some strong friendships which may last for a lifetime. If you think about it, you may be able to remember a friend who took great personal risk to stand up with you or stand up for you against a bully or some other kind of threat. It's in difficult times that we find out who our real friends are and who it is that is not going to be seen anymore. Peter promises Jesus he's going to be that kind of a friend. He is willing to lay down his life for him if necessary, even if all the rest run away. Well, that's what he thought. Friends may protect others by being another set of eyes watching for danger and warning, look out for this or for that. Friends may protect others by putting themselves between a friend and danger, and maybe even taking a blow in their place. Friends may protect others by actively fighting against a threat along with their friend. One example of this in our reading is Peter, who took along a sword and was bold enough to pull it out and start swinging when he thought Jesus was being threatened. But Peter is also an example of how our efforts to protect fall short. Peter, James, and John surely tried to keep watch with Jesus, but they were weak, and they were tired, and they were not good watchmen. We too, when we try to watch out for our friends, or when we hope that they're watching out for us, may find that attention spans are too short, and sometimes we don't see everything, and sometimes we fail to see the greatest dangers. Even when we're being alert, we can end up acting rashly or overreacting to things, like Peter did when he started swinging his sword, not considering the consequences. He ended up injuring someone who didn't deserve it, and he risked escalating the situation beyond his ability to handle things at all. He ended up putting everybody in greater danger. Sometimes the worst troubles we have are those that we bring on ourselves. by foolishly or deliberately engaging in selfish or angry behavior. As friends and family, it may sometimes feel like we're helping to shield other people from being hurt when they do things, even if it's shielding them at our own expense. We may try to keep people from experiencing the consequences of bad decisions or bad behavior that could cause them to be hurt or sad or hungry or even arrested or punished. Sometimes we try to protect them by excusing bad behavior, not following through on warnings, giving money to make up for what they've wasted, protecting them from punishment, paying bail or fines, even buying drugs or alcohol. There are many ways of getting trapped into being enablers of harmful behavior rather than real helpers, and training others to continue doing wrong by the way we treat them rather than training them to do what's right by letting them experience the consequences of what they do wrong. So that those we care about end up getting worse and worse until the consequences become so great or the expense becomes so great that now we're not able to help them out of it anymore. And so they end up worse off than if we had quit that enabling sooner. Jesus could have ignored Peter's failures, and he could have prevented what he did. But by allowing him to do it, and then yet feeling miserable, and still in the end being restored, Peter became a better person in the end. Even when we fail to be true protecting friends, Jesus delivers us from evil forever. We read, according to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Jesus is a friend with both the love and the power to guard us both in this life and all the way to heaven. He is never too drowsy to watch over us. He's never sleeping. He repeatedly warned Peter and the other disciples of the dangers that were ahead for them, especially the danger of being tripped up by temptation. He clearly warns us also, in his word, of Satan's goals, not just to deceive us into doing what is wrong, but ultimately driving us to despair and unbelief so that we're not saved. We will never know how often Jesus simply keeps temptations or troubles away from us altogether. But as was done for Jesus, he sends his angels to help us, to both to ward off evil and to strengthen us to do what is right. But even when he doesn't stop us from being hurt or hurting others, as with Peter and the high priest's servant, he has the power to heal us, to prevent further harm. His greatest healing is of the harm that we do to ourselves by the sin which causes death. He stands up for us in the face of death, giving himself up into death for us, saying in the place of each of us, I'm the one. Let these all go free. He not only claims that he's willing to die for us, he follows through on it without shying away. Then, as Peter writes in our text, he rose from the dead, clearing the way to resurrection for all of us as well. Now, Peter says here, he continues to guard for us our inheritance and securely to keep it for us, as he also continues to guard us, that is, guarding our faith through which we receive that final salvation. Peter, who wrote this text, learned some things about how God is able to guard and protect us. We can see from what he wrote here that what Jesus did for him when he thought he was protecting Jesus, and when he was healed and forgiven and restored, did not simply enable Peter to keep on doing dangerous things, but changed him so that he learned to boldly follow Jesus in doing what was right. and even more boldly trusted what Jesus had done for him when he failed to do what is right. What Jesus has done changes us too. It's what he does that makes us able to be bold in protecting other friends in turn, because we know that he is protecting us. But not yet needing to protect others from consequences of what they do, because we know how he can heal and make us even stronger by his word. Friends stand up for each other. That's what we want to do. We want to have friends like that. We want to be friends like that. But our efforts to protect so often fall short. When we're too weak to be watchful, when our good intentions don't have good results, when our over-eager efforts do more harm than good. But Jesus delivers us from evil forever. He has both the wisdom and the power to protect us by the warnings of his word, by his holy angels, by his healing, and by his renewal. Not only through this life, but eternally, because he has stood up for us in the face of death itself and has given up his life for us so that we can be forgiven and raised to new life. May God grant that this is true for each of us. Amen.